Hello, everybody, and welcome to Turn to Page, Season 4, Book 10 of Twistaplot, The Mission of the Secret Spy Squad. Are you ready, or is that a secret?
I'm afraid I can't tell you if I'm ready or not. If I told you if I was ready or not, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, please, please don't. Please don't. I don't care that much. I'll start the podcast if you're not ready, if you really want to.
I am ready. No. Oh, God damn it! No. Rito, I'm so sorry.
All right, it's been, turn the page. It's been great.
That's how long it took me to get to America.
Maybe you flew on a plane like they did in this cover with their snazzy... nondescript USA.
This says a secret spy plane, a Boeing 747.
Yeah. And then their coordinated outfit of baseball tees that say USA, holding two unmarked color coordinated duffel bags.
Yeah, if I saw these guys step off of a plane, no matter what stream of life I'm in, no matter what job I'm in, no matter how I'm employed, I see these people step off of a plane and I'm like, those are spies. Those are American spies.
They are undercover as hell. Well, actually, not really, because that would imply that they're doing a good job. They're undercover.
It is about as effective as wearing a shirt that just says spy.
It's the classic double bluff.
See, they wouldn't wear that.
Yeah, they wouldn't wear that if they were a spy. It'd be too obvious. But yeah, this is all not to even mention the fact that there's a man in, a good old trench coat with a hook for a hand. Probably going to scoop up the old duffel bags full of nothing secret. Probably tennis.
Couldn't possibly be.
It's probably full of tennis.
Not even baseball. It's tennis.
It's full of tennis. Not tennis equipment.
Now I have the tennis.
They're stealing beloved American sport tennis. Anyways.
Next they'll steal the beloved American sport crochet.
And the book is written by some new blood, Ruth Glick and Eileen Buchholz, which sound like names that you would put on attendance if you wanted the teacher to say butthole.
Yeah, if you want the teacher to trip up and make a moment that will live in immortal time in that school, you have Ruth Glick and Eileen Buchholz sitting next to one another. But I will also say that Glick for the
Buchholz.
Mission of the secret... Sorry?
Just Glick Buchholz. It's just... Anyways.
Glick Buchholz! Get out of class! You're always messing up. These names do seem extremely appropriate for the secret spy squad in that both of them seem like nom de plumes.
This seems like an
assumed identity.
Yeah.
You'll be living under the name Ruth Glick.
Do I have to?
It's another Buchholz? Double bluff situation. It's such obviously a fake name that no one will think it is.
Yeah. Oh, the good old Stacy fake name situation. So, all right. One more diversion to the thanks page. I do think that this is supposed to be a charitable thing to say.
Yeah.
But to our parents who taught us that life is a challenging adventure, that's a little bit of...
To our parents who taught us that life is hard. And that no one will ever care for us.
To our parents who taught us that love is not free. Anyway, to the beware page.
Don't read this book from beginning to end. Whether you know it or not, you're about to take part in a secret mission. You'll meet danger and excitement at every twist and turn of the plot. Will you be captured by the terrorist organization and spend the rest of your days working on a prison work farm? Or will you be the hero who saves the life of a king and averts World War III? It all depends on the choices you make. Read each page, then follow the instructions together at the bottom Weigh your choices carefully. A bad decision can mean danger or even death.
Good luck on your mission. This message will self-destruct in 30 seconds.
Well, we have time then. This seems like the most scattershot beware page so far.
Will you be the hero who saves the life of a king and averts World War III?
And then becomes a famous millionaire movie star?
Can I get a bike with that?
Start your mission on page 2. Quick, I think we got out of there with it before 30 seconds. Off in the distance there. That was it blew up. Okay. Page 2. The beginning.
When I first joined the U.S. Junior Track and Field Team, I didn't bargain for midnight meeting in a cave.
You whisper nervously to your teammate, Dale Cooper, real human American.
What's happening anyway?
Coach Ward said they'd be canceling our exhibition tour.
Dale hisses back.
Because it's too dangerous.
You hope he's wrong, but something funny is definitely going on. An hour ago, you and the other 24 players scheduled to leave for Europe in the morning were sound asleep in your hotel rooms. The junior track and field team going, this is so bold already. Now you're assembled in a cavern with stalactites hanging from the ceiling, closed-circuit TV cameras panning the room, and tough-looking marine guards at the door. And you are one scared and puzzled bunch of kids. Suddenly, a huge projection screen descends from the roof, and a man in a trench coat steps up to the platform facing your chairs. He looks just like Humphrey Bogart, except for one small detail. He has a metal hook instead of a left hand.
Thank you all for coming, and welcome to ACI headquarters,
he rasps.
You'll have to pardon the primitive facilities, but we move around a lot.
What's ACA? Who are you anyway?
Someone in your row has the nerve to mumble. Go to page 4.
I'm glad that you asked.
The guy shoots back.
For this operation, my code name is Raven. As for the ACI, it's the most hush-hush of all the U.S. intelligence agencies. Compared to us, the CIA is a Boy Scout troop.
Before you can react, a huge map of Europe flashes onto the screen behind Raven. Salonia, a small country between Belgium and Luxembourg, glows bright orange. You nudge Dale.
Hey, that's the first stop on our tour.
His answer is muffled by a whirring noise to your amazement. Raven's hook begins to grow like Pinocchio's nose. In a few seconds, it's long enough to use as a pointer, which he thumps against the map of Salonia.
This is top secret information. But within the month, the international terrorist organization called Brute is planning to overthrow King Idol of Salonia. You've got to decide whether to prepare as planned, or bypass Salonia, or cancel the entire trip. But before you vote on which course of action to take, let me fill you in on a few facts. If you bypass Salonia, Brute will know that we're onto their assassination plot. That will make it harder for us to protect the king, and the whole incident could blow up into a World War III.
They really painted themselves into a corner with the name Brute. There's not...
I'm so eager to see how they justify it. It's all capitals. This is an initialism.
We're really into Fruit Brute. It's a really good cereal. They should have canceled Booberry instead.
Unfortunately, we know that all of the proceeds from selling Fruit Brute go to this terrorist organization, but we can't stop ourselves! They're so delectable!
Oh, there's so much fruity flavor in every bite!
You tell me to go and eat Fruity Pebbles, I tell you to screw off!
You can't
fruit
have
Brute
it, Raven!
For me!
It's just for kids, Raven! You dummy. Okay. But, yeah. Alright. Go on to page 5.
If you proceed as planned, the entire team may be in danger. I don't want to influence you in any way, but the security of the free world could be riding on your decision.
What?
I don't want to influence you in any way, but I'll kill you with this gun. On the other hand, if you decide to take the chicken's way out and not go at all...
I don't want to influence you!
I don't want to influence you in any way, you coward! What are you, yellow? Don't want you to be influenced by it! If you decide to take the chicken's way out and not go to all, we can tell the press the trip was cancelled due to lack of funds. and then the U.S. will be the laughingstock of the International Athletic Commission. But don't let that worry you, of course. It's perfectly fine with us.
We didn't know about this. Where is the point in which we're confused? I guess it's right now for me, but, like, we didn't know that we were a part of this plan. Mm-hmm. They're taking a bunch of 24 track and field, junior track and field, like, students?
And the fate of the free world is on our shoulders.
But it's fine if they, even though the fate of the free world is on 24 children's shoulders.
Yeah, what's that even worth? Who needs the fate of the free world?
They also don't need to do it, because whatever. Because I'm cool. Don't worry. You can do it or whatever. I'm cool. I'm just here for you. I'm not going to be disappointed in you. Whatever you want to do. You want to take a pottery instead of saving the free world? That's okay. That's fine. As long as you're expressing yourself. Well, you still can.
Better get started on that pottery, because free expression is going to be curtailed quite quickly.
Can you make yourself a bunker on that wheel real quick? Because you're going to need it. All right. Raven's story sounds so fantastic that you can't quite believe it. There it is. But there's Coach Ward starting to poll the team members for their vote. When he reaches your seat, he gives you a penetrating look.
I have 8 junior spies who want to go to Slonia, 8 heartless athletes who don't mind putting King Idol's head on the chopping block, and 8 chickens. Guess it's all up to you.
What a position this puts you in. Should you vote to put yourself and the 24 other athletes in danger? Should you play it semi-safe? Or are you afraid to cross the road? Chicken. If you decide to bypass Salonia, turn to 17. If you decide to go to Salonia, go to page 6. If you decide to stay home, you might as well stop reading this book. Didn't you pick it up with adventure in mind? Maybe you should rethink your travel plans, chicken. I don't know. Should I care about World War III?
That is fundamentally the thing we're deciding. Are we an athlete or are we a spy?
I do think we are. I mean, we should probably... If there's spying to be done, it is what we are promising with this title, so perhaps we spy.
Exactly.
Which one of these
the
is spying?
The free world does depend on us. I don't want that to influence your decision.
Don't worry, it didn't. Is it page 17, the fate of the free world?
To Salonia, so wanting to go to Salonia, I think, is 6.
Okay. Page 6. And if it's not saving the free world, whatever. I was told that it wasn't going to be a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Salonia for real? You wonder 24 hours later, looking around at the Blandsburg Airport. This may be the capital city, but the terminal is so small, there's only one gate. The passengers debarking from your plane must wait for a group of departing Chinese acupuncturists to clear customs. Okay. Well, you're stuck in line, a nervous young man in a trench coat and slouch hat approaches the team.
I'm Hertz Pullet from the Blandsburg Morning Evening Globe Mail Express Times Herald Post.
The man punches you in the shoulder. I'm Hertz, don't it? Anyway, he announces in a shaky voice that makes you wonder if he's stating a fact or apologizing. Coach Ward lifts a questioning eyebrow.
You mean you represent... 8 different papers?
The young man admits.
Just one. There isn't much action here in Salonia, so over the years, the Globe, Mail, Express, Times, etc. merged to stay in business. And your visit's really big news. How about some interviews?
You're all set to be the Salonian media event of the century when the coach bursts your bubble.
I'm sorry.
He explains.
But we've been advised to keep a low profile.
Go to page 7.
Can you even tell me why?
Pullet pleads.
You only got this assignment because our star reporter's sick? That was my one chance to make the front page. Besides, I told you nothing ever happens here.
Oh, that can't be true.
Why does it feel like this is the part where it starts to break out into song?
I'm never going to make anything of myself in this town. Everyone's telling me they don't believe in me.
Nothing ever happens here. Oh, that can't be true. Bum, bum, bum.
Nothing ever happens here. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Dale challenges.
Oh, yeah, it can. What do you expect when King Idol has made Marathon sleeping the national sport and the royal flag is gray on gray and the national anthem only has two notes?
That does sound pretty boring, and you can't help feeling sorry for the poor reporter as he slouches out of the terminal. You whisper?
Save my place. I'm gonna go get a drink of water.
Coach Ward told us to stay together.
Your friend protests.
It'll only be for a minute.
You say as you head for the exit. Out in the baggage claim area, you come face to face with Pullet.
Say, aren't you one of the U.S. Junior track and field team members?
He questions. With your red, white, and blue jogging suit and flight bag. When USA embroidered on your t-shirt, your baseball shirt, it's hard to deny.
And how about an interview?
You really want to do it, but what about Coach Ward's reaction and Raven's warning? If you decide to talk, turn to page 9. If you turn, pull it down, turn to page 24. But famous.
Famous. Let's do it.
It is it is very much like, this is the right idea. They have told us what we should do already. They have. And I do want
to... Oh, they put their thumb on the scale.
Yeah. They don't want to influence us at all. But don't do this. let's talk. Let's go. Let's talk. Let's see what happens. It might just be a quick L anyway.
Sure. I'd love to be interviewed by the Post.
You admit, grinning up at him.
Then let's sit down.
He suggests.
Where should I start?
You ask.
I've never been interviewed before.
Turn to page 12.
Actually, this is my first time too. Just tell me whatever you want and I'll try and get it all down.
Okay.
That's such a good interviewer. Just tell me everything that's interesting. I don't know. What? It's my job? Just tell me the good stuff. I don't know. Okay, you agree?
I was born.
A half hour later, you told him about your first step, your first loose tooth, your first grade teacher. You don't notice that Pullet has dozed off at your side, but then his snoring gets so loud that even you can't hear what you're saying. Just as you're about to wake him up, you feel the coldness of metal on your arm. Oh no, it's a Raven's hook, and he's not too pleased.
Just making friends with the natives.
You explain nervously.
Disobeying orders can be a deadly offense.
He barks as he drags you away. In a secluded corner, he lets you have it.
Kids, you've really blown it. This is an unforgivable breach of security. You're going home on the next plane.
I mean, is our first step, first loose tooth, first grade teacher, is it a threat to national security that this guy knows that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
What if he uses that information?
Good point.
In any way.
We can't have that. That's American information.
Now, he did sleep through that information. He probably hasn't really internalized any of it.
No. He's having dreams about American information. Those are American dreams. Those are our American dreams. How dare you? Okay. Where are we? You feel awful for some reason. You didn't mean to breach security. You just wanted to be famous.
Please, give me another chance.
You choke out.
Why don't we flip a coin? If it's heads, you let me stay. If it's tails, then you can send me home.
Okay. Gambling is my weak spot.
Just ask my ex-wife. Raven relents. Flip a coin. If it's heads, turn to page 20. If it's tails, turn to page 16. I don't have a coin. I have a die that has evens and odds. So even heads.
That'll work.
Tails, odd. 23. Odd, so tails.
Oh, we get sent home.
Do we? Tough luck. The coin you toss comes up tails. Before you can ask for the best 2 out of 3, Raven puts you on the next flight home. When you get there, your picture is plastered all over the local paper. Seems ACI has fed the wire services a phony cover story. Everybody thinks you tripped in the airport and sprained your ankle. You're the laughingstock of the track circuit. As the only member of the U.S. Junior Track and Field Team to make the papers, you're now a household word in Salonia and back home, too. The publicity is good for $20,000 worth of endorsements from Wozo Crunch, the first sugar cereal that boasts that it's really oat-flavored breakfast candy. The end.
Yay!
Good
That's
end.
Our fastest good end.
That's the fastest good end. Honestly, it's fine. Yeah.
We didn't have to be a spy.
Yeah.
We didn't get manipulated into, you know, preventing World War III.
It's true. We didn't prevent World War III against our wishes.
Yeah, exactly. If I want to prevent World War III, I'll do that of my own accord. No one needs exactly. to twist my arm.
Exactly. I mean, eating well, working out, yeah, okay, fine. Might need to twist my arm, but saving World War III, I'll do it. I'll do it if I want, if I feel like it.
Yeah, exactly. Ask me tomorrow.
Ask me. Yeah. I'll pencil it in, like, after chores, maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't know. What is happening now? I don't know. Let's flip the coin down.
I'm late. It's fine. It doesn't matter if I don't do it, right?
I roll the 2, which is even, which is heads. So let's see the other universe. You're so nervous when you flip the coin that it flies across the pavement and lands under the bench where Pullet is snoring.
Want me to crawl under and get it?
You ask. Raven shakes his head.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, since the next flight home doesn't even depart for a week anyway.
By now, the team has already left you for a guided tour of the city. So Raven takes you to your hotel to wait for them. But the room doesn't even have a TV! What can you do for amusement, you wonder? Rummaging through the old bureau next to the bed, the top drawer is a tattered English/Salonian map of Blandsburg. Luckily, the back has a list of all the major points of interest, all 5 of them. 4 of them are on the other side of town, but the historical museum is only a few blocks away. Maybe you spend the afternoon there. Out on the street, you study the map to get your bearings. Study the map on page
21. Study the map on page 21.
And keep reading. Oh, okay. There seem to be 2 routes to the museum. Military road cuts across the park, but... Are we sure this isn't America? Military road cuts across the park, but Burger Avenue runs through the business district. Which one should you
take?
This does sound like
the States.
If you decide to stroll through the park, turn to page 36. If you decide to walk through the business district, turn to page 59.
I gotta say, for this map that we're looking at of Blandsburg, I just don't think that the same city in the same, like, 5-block radius should have Bland Boulevard, Bland Avenue, Bland Street, and Bland Road. That just sounds like it's gonna cause a nightmare for the post office.
It's true. Yeah. There's River, and there's also River Avenue, River Road. Uh-huh. Park Avenue. Is there Park Road?
Park Street.
A Park Road.
Yep.
They don't. It's not even a rhyme or reason. It's not like the, you know, the horizontal ones are road and the vertical ones are avenue. It's not even... Okay. I mean, all right. It's not an exceptionally helpful map for any reason. Like, I don't know why we need to really... I mean, but hey, stroll through the park, 36, business district, 59. What do you feel?
I mean, I think the scenery of a park, even if it's called the Bland Park, is probably going to be a bit more entertaining than Burger Avenue.
Yep. I mean, you tuck the map in your pocket and head to the park, where expanses of green lawns and carefully trimmed hedges stretch in every direction. It's so peaceful that you can't hear anything except for birds chirping and something else, the sound of stealthy footsteps on the walk behind you. Every time you stop, they stop, but every time you whirl around, there's nothing to see except a bush quivering right beside the path. Are you really being followed by a bush? Can't be happening, you shudder, quickening your pace. Why would anyone be following little old you? And then your mind flashes back to the midnight meeting with Raven before you left for Salonia. He warned you about Brute, the international terrorist organization out to assassinate the king. And he was worried they might try and drag the track team into the middle of their devious plot. Just ahead is the imposing stone front of the museum. It's a brooding medieval fortress with turrets at every corner. If you go inside, maybe you'll never get out again. On the other hand, it might be the only safe place around. If you decide to go into the museum, go to page 40. If you decide to make a run for it, page 38.
I have to say, we just got out of a museum last episode. I don't know if we want to immediately make an engagement with a new...
That's true. That one stunk. 38.
I mean, I did enjoy the parts that were in the museum, to be fair.
I did too. I liked it. But also, let's just, you know, let's go to the spy store instead so we can do the spy book.
Exactly.
Glancing over your shoulder, you see that the ever-present bush is now only 10 feet from where you're standing. You gotta get away, and fast. It's in the middle of the road or something. It's like... Quickly, you sprint around the back of the museum, where you find yourself facing an 8-lane avenue. The only cross street is way down the block, but the pedestrian light nearby is still green. Just as your foot touches the curb, however, the signal turns yellow. You come to a screeching halt and feel the scratch of branches against your neck. Should you dash across the what? Should you dash across and pray that you can beat the traffic? Or should you try and make it back around to the front of the museum again? You decide to have another go at the museum entrance, turn to page 40, or you decide to cross the street, 58. Yeah, I mean, 40 is the page that we just, it is the page we just decided no to. So that takes us to the museum. Or 58.
I don't think it's museum time. I think it's time to play Frogger.
I think that this is a death page, and I want to find out. Let's go, 58. Since you're a world-class sprinter, you can start across the street, even though you can hear the engines of the cars and buses revving up. You've made it across five lanes when suddenly a blinding pain hits your left calf muscle. It's a cramp. You can hardly walk, much less run, but you have to keep limping along because a bus is bearing down on you. Suddenly, Officer Safety's first grade lecture echoes in your mind.
And remember, kids, never cross against the light.
On the bus's bumper sticker is a red sticker with black letters. As it gets closer and closer, the words come into focus. Oh no, you shudder. Officer Safety was right. The bumper sticker says, the end.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't end. That's fine. The bumper sticker just says that.
That's cool. That's fine. All right, well, I guess we're going to the museum.
Let's do it.
With little to no convincing, you decide that your only option is the museum. Without looking back, you take the museum's marble steps two at a time. Throw yourself through the door and crash into the ticket booth. As you pick yourself up, you bump your head on a sign written in 13 languages. The English line informs you...
Admission 500 dirkas.
The English line informs you, mind the sign. You don't even know what a dirka is, much less having 500 of them. But when the door bangs in the wind and some of the leaves blow inside, you frantically start reading the fine print. It reads,
Major charge cards accepted.
Thank goodness you didn't leave home without your National Express card. Inside the museum turns out to offer a fascinating look at Salonian history. In the main gallery is the horsehair bed where King Idol, the first, spent most of his reign. Okay, I get it. The royal Salonian crown jewels, which look like wax-covered grapes, and a giant-sized suit of armor that some English knight named Sir Sitwell wore to the Crusades.
Too bad he only got as far as Salonia.
Gosh, was he a big guy, you think? Looking up at the 7 feet tall, beat-up metal? Go to page 41. You stand on tiptoes and get a better look. When you gently tap the shoulder blades of the armor, the rear end opens like a flap in the back of a pair of long johns. Oh no, I've done it again, you think, as you give the flap a forceful slam shut. Maybe you ought to get out of here before they arrest you for destroying this national treasure. Hurrying back around the bulky armor, you trip over red, white, and blue flight bag. It looks just like yours, but you didn't bring it, did you? Could someone else from the team be in the museum, and if so, they'll want their bag back. You picked up the strap when you hear several sets of heavy footsteps. They don't sound like anybody on your team, so maybe this is a trap. If you think you should hide, go to page 42. If you think you should try and act just like any normal tourist visiting the museum, turn to 44.
What's the most suspicious thing that someone can do?
Try to not look suspicious.
Exactly.
So, I mean, both of these things, I mean, yeah. I think, I mean, hiding, I guess. Is that what you're saying? You think hide?
I've tripped myself up as well, because I also think the most the obvious thing you could do is to try and hide, because if you get caught in that action, you're obviously the standout.
Yeah.
I'm happy with either or. Do you have a lean?
I have an extremely strong lean that's a secret, and I won't tell you until you picked it.
I think we should just act like any normal tourist.
Okay.
That's not the lean then.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I had no lean.
No, you know what? Let's do 42.
Okay.
Let's do the
okay then.
Hide.
All right. Fine. 42. See where that gets us. The suit of armor looks like the only place to hide. But when you thump the shoulder this time, the trap door in the back doesn't budge. Frantically, you rummage inside the bag for something to pry it open. Your hand closes on a metal key, and to your surprise and relief, it fits into the slot in the rusty armor. Quickly, you dive through the trap door. You hear it slam close behind you about the same time you hit the bottom.
Forsooth, why hast thou invaded my dwelling?
A thin voice rises up from the toes. You whisper,
If one must pass another 700 years thus, let it be at least with congenial company.
Huh? I can't see a thing. Who am I talking to?
Sir Sitwell. Who would you suppose?
But you've been dead since the Crusades.
You gasp?
Not true. A sorcerer has turned me and my armor into a prison and shrunk me down to the size of your toenail.
His voice seems as if it's getting closer. And when you've come face to face with him, you realize that you've shrunk too.
Do you play fish?
He questions.
I've fashioned quite a serviceable set of cards from chewing gum wrappers visitors have thrown in here. And we've all the time in the world for an extended game.
The end. What the hell? That got mystical very fast.
I was not expecting fantasy in my sci-fi.
No. I like it. I'm confused by it. Let's hide.
Wouldn't
instead.
You want to play something old like Bridge or Gin Rummy? Like fish?
Yeah.
That's a kid's game.
Like, I don't know.
An extended game of... I can't imagine something more nightmarish than an extended game of fish.
Yeah. Don't you want to just play something nice and old-fashioned, like hit a man? Just hit guy. It's my favorite game.
Before I was locked in here, a sorcerer cast a curse on me and taught a man to fish. So now every day, I must fish.
That's the thing. This whole time, we thought it was an idiom for a different reason. Like, you know, give a man a fish, he's got a fish. Hell yeah. Teach a man to fish, he's got to do it so much. All the time.
Yeah. Now he has a new compulsion.
You've ruined this man. This man has to fish all the time now. You have cursed this man. It's actually a story about a witch. Teach a man to fish. That's what he does now.
Fish.
Make a man unlearn everything but fish.
Well, that's not an especially long path, the detour to 42.
Yeah. Let's move over to 44 then. The one that I absolutely made a decision on in my head for sure, and it was 44. Mm-hmm. Grabbing the flight bag, you saunter over, that's a great word, to the next exhibit, a display of famous Salonian landscapes. Letting the bag slip noiselessly to the floor, you study the oil paintings on the wall in front of you. Your skin starts to crawl as two military officers walk up and stand on either side of you. They seem to be studying the art with the same intensity as you, but with something about them. Probably their pistols and oversized nightsticks giving you the jitters. The silence is driving you crazy. You've got to move on, and quickly, casually picking up the bag again, you edge slowly backwards. The officers haven't blinked an eye, but just as you're turning, both men spin around and grab your arms in an unbreakable hold. Turn to page 90, but the opposite, 49.
Over here,
one soldier growls. You're thrilled he speaks English, but your mood changes when he says,
"Let's go, spy."
What do you mean? I'm no spy.
You choke out, but they don't listen. Spy says, "What? Huh? Oh, he's not a spy."
Huh?
But they don't listen. Before you know it, they're marching you down a hall. The three of you stop in front of an imposing oak door with a sign in 13 different languages. The English line proclaims Minister of Culture. I like the idea that the other lines don't just... It's not, like, translated different things. It's, like, just to the different languages. He's just, like, real dirtbag. Yeah. Total dirtbag.
In English, I'm the Minister of Culture. In Salernian, I'm actually a mechanic.
Roughly, they push you inside and you find yourself staring across a ping pong table-sized desk at a short, bald man with beady black eyes.
Here is the spy you ordered, your graciousness.
One officer announces, shoving you forward. Thumping you on the shoulder, one of the guards growls.
Tell the minister what you have to say for yourself.
I don't know.
You stammer.
Nevertheless, we'll get to the bottom of this.
The guard assures you.
Shall we see what's inside the flight bag?
Beady Eyes nods quickly. The short guard dumps the contents of the red, white, and blue bag on the broad desk. Yellow pencils, a pair of shoelaces, an apple pie, a baseball, and some dull brass keys scatter in all directions. but it's the small button that reads, Salonia is for surprises, that really interests the trio. Go to page 50. The minister breathes, fishing it out and holding it aloft.
Aha! That's not even my button! I'm not a spy!
You protest?
Silence, fool!
The guard snaps. 10 minutes later, you're tossed into a musty detention cell. There's nothing to do but stare at the graffiti scrawled on the gray walls. Unfortunately, you can't read a word of it because it's all in Salonian. Hours later, don't worry, the graffiti's in 13 different languages, all in a row. Hours later, you hear a key turn in the lock and the door creaks open.
Me lawyer you.
A rotund, middle-aged man announces.
Oh, great.
You groan, but he doesn't seem to notice your lack of enthusiasm. Instead, he rummages in his briefcase and pulls out a Salonian/English dictionary.
Me have one deal for you.
He proclaims and then begins to frantically flip through the pages of the dictionary. As you may guess, this turns out to be a rather long and difficult conversation. Go to page 51.
I love how they've done this.
Summary of conversation. You have two choices. One, you can go to the Salonian detention farm until the Minister of Culture has evaluated your case. Two, you can admit your guilt now and be put on public trial. It takes 3 or more hours of a broken interchange to convince you that these are the only alternatives. If you pick choice one, go to page 52. If you pick choice two, keep reading on this page.
Interesting. They just split this page in half, I guess.
I mean, the trees thank them.
Should we admit our guilt so that we can go to trial? Which doesn't seem like the right order for those to occur in, but...
It's true. My lean to just admitting is we get more of this man. And
yeah.
I like
it. Let's do it.
All right. I'm just going to write down 50. Okay. So if you... That'd be keep reading, so it's the second half of the page.
Yes. Right.
At least justice in Salonia is speedy. 3 hours later, you're standing in front of a gray-robed judge.
Plead snickgack.
Your lawyer whispers urgently, and there's nothing to do but take his advice. Turn to page 55. Unfortunately, when you have a chance to look it up, you find that snickgack means guilty as charged. Well, we knew that.
Don't worry.
A new lawyer assures you just before they lead you back into your cell.
We got it all arranged. Next week, you're going to be traded for the crew of a Salonian tuna trawler and a second-round draft choice to be determined later.
It turns out to be the longest week of your life. The public address system plays the two-note Salonian national anthem endlessly.
Oh god, that'd be so bad.
Don't worry, they change up how long they hold the notes. They have some class. They have some artistry, emphasis on some. And you don't have the stamina to stick your fingers in your ears because all they'll feed you is mashed rutabaga and water. Although you lose 10 pounds, everything works out as promised. You're released right on schedule, so this isn't really the end. Oh.
Oh, okay, next page then.
Next page then, yeah. What?
It's not really the end.
So there's nothing wrong. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with this. We lose 10 pounds as well on the rutabaga diet. The mashed rutabaga and water diet.
You bring it back. You bring it back to USA and you say, I lost 10 pounds on the rutabaga diet. These 5 easy tricks will blow your mind. And then you get rich.
You can sell an entire line of diet and self-help books off of the back of exclusively that.
Dude, you can make...
Some of them have thinner premises.
You can absolutely... You could get canceled for less. I think we go to 52.
Yeah, let's do it.
As soon as you agree to go to the Salonian detention farm, 2 soldiers hustle you and your flight bag out a side door of the museum. Waiting at the curb is a dilapidated hay cart driven by an ugly little man who reminds you of Rumpelstiltskin. Quicker than you can say Rumpelstiltskin, you're being pushed into the cart. Chained to an iron ring and covered with loose straw, you hear the guards muttering and cursing you. You can't see a thing. You itch all over, and the hay is tickling your nose. Suddenly, you feel a sneeze coming on. You certainly don't want to draw any attention to yourself right now. If you can hold your breath for 30 seconds, maybe that'll stifle the sneeze. Try it and see.
All right.
If you last that long, turn to page 62. If you can't, turn to page 57.
All right, riveting podcasting, but we've managed to do it. Oh, God. Rito's going for the world record. Now, Rito, no one's ever done more than 54 seconds. But how do we confirm he hasn't just died on the other end? Either you are now the world record holder, or you are a corpse.
100.
David Blaine who?
I just scarred my lungs.
Worth it.
I'd do it again. All right, 62... If you have gotten... Yeah, where's the world record? Okay, yeah, 62. After a bit more cursing, the guards fall silent. With nothing to do under the straw, you find your eyelids getting heavier and heavier. The next thing you know, one of the soldiers is shaking you awake and pulling you onto your feet. After pushing you through the barbed wire gate, he marches you up a steep hill. Before you is what looks like an ordinary farm with barns, silos, and rambling country house. But then something strange catches your eye. A slot in one of the silos opens and then closes quickly. You can't be sure, but it looks like there was a missile inside. What is this? Life on the farm. After 3 days, you manage to discover that none of the other inmates speak English, and the prisoners do all the dirty work except for feeding the pigs. One day, when you're milking the cows, a skill you recently learned, you find a strange-smelling, mud-stained note taped to the bottom of your milking stool, and it reads...
Bring your flight bag and meet me behind the chicken coops at sunset.
Is this a trap? If you think so, turn to page 80. If you decide to meet the mysterious note sender, go to page 63. I mean...
I just can't believe they thought the flight bag was our spy stuff. They put us on trial, and we were like, fine, I guess, that's okay, I'll go to the work camp. And they were like, well, here's your spy stuff back.
Oh, you
Don't
forgot your gun.
Your spy stuff.
You forgot your gun.
Your disguise kit, sir?
Oh, where'd he go? Is this a trap? If you think so, I mean, call me trusting.
Trusting.
Thank you. But I don't think it's a trap.
I agree. I think we're already in a hot enough pan. It's time to leap into the water. That's the phrase, right?
If you can't
That's how I heard it in Salonia as I was growing up.
If you can't handle the heat, get in the water.
Exactly.
Wait, actually... That kind of works.
That's how I deal with summer.
That's what I was going to say. That actually does work as a summer-flavored version of that phrasing. But it's also a little bit more like, if you can't handle the... There's something a little bit aggressive about it. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. But if you can't handle the heat, I don't know. Just go swimming.
Exactly. Yeah. Cool down.
If you can't handle the heat, make lemonade with the lemons that you have.
If you can't smell what the Rock is cooking,
get out of the kitchen.
Get out! He only needs people who can help taste test.
He needs validation. The Rock needs validation.
Come on, guys. The Rock is so insecure. He'd love it if you gave him a compliment on his cooking. He's been asking for it for decades.
Can you smell it? I mean, maybe he should make it more places. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never... I hate to admit it publicly. I've never smelled what The Rock is cooking.
He's given me far too few opportunities.
He does a lot of, like, grabbing and throwing men, but a lot of cooking by me, specifically. So...
That's always been my problem with The Rock.
That's the thing. Okay, so I don't think this is a trap.
Let's treat it as not a trap.
And then
meet a mysterious note sender.
Luckily, that evening, all the guards are busy watching a special screening of Godzilla Meets the Hulk. Okay. Honestly, I'm surprised it's 2024 and that hasn't happened.
That should be a whole series of sequels.
Yeah. So it's easy to sneak out to the rendezvous, but as you circle the chicken coops, there's no one in sight. Just a stray pig. Someone, or something, or some pig, must have been playing a trick, you think, turning to leave.
Psst.
A mechanical voice hisses.
Who's there?
You whisper back.
It's me, dummy.
The pig answers, gliding forward and rearing up on its hind legs.
Agent Porky, at your service.
Your mouth drops open.
Are you really a talking pig?
You stutter.
I'm not Bacon. I'm actually ACI Android number 008. Let's get down to business then.
That's all done? I've explained that comfortably.
I am not a pig. I am Agent Porky from the ACI. I am not Bacon. I'm Android number 008. Let's get down to business. I want to play this character in a tabletop RPG.
And oh, absolutely.
I have just met
so
this man.
So many key character traits, so dense.
It's like for sale baby shoes never worn, eat your heart out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not Bacon, ACI Android 008. That's
Hemingway
world building.
Could never have dreamed.
Let's get down to business, he orders, settling himself on a bale of hay and crossing his back feet. I love him!
So I assume you've already figured out this farm is really Brute headquarters?
You gasp.
Well, have you discovered the Salonian pin on the monster the minister confiscated from your flight bag contained a micro dot with a list of all known Brute agents in the country?
You gasp.
And of course that the minister is the biggest Brute of all, and that's why he wanted that list.
No point in this conversation have we spoken past who's there.
Are you really a talking
pig? Please, exposition upon us. Go to page 64. We get a picture of him. Oh, he's much more pig than I thought. It's just a pig with bigger eyes and, like, I don't know, like a vent on his nose. Yeah. I think this pig is Bluetooth compatible. Pretty sure. Or at the very least, you would try to get, you know, it's, you try and hook your phone up to it via Bluetooth, and then every once in a while be like, connected to laptop. No, I want to connect it to pig.
Yeah. This pig absolutely does not have an aux plug.
Yeah. Connected to pig and laptop.
No!
I know it's connected to both, but why is it coming out of the laptop if it's connected to both and I'm using this one? Connected to laptop. Come on! You gasp and shake your head.
Well, what kind of spy are you?
Porky squeals.
You don't have the intelligence of even a wind-up dog. But I'm not a spy. I'm a member of the U.S. Junior Track and Field Team. Are they using that dumb cover again? You're gonna have to recover the micro dot before the minister destroys it. Me?
You gasp.
Why me? You're even dumber than I thought. I'm just right for this farm assignment, but don't you think I'd be a little conspicuous sneaking around town?
He's got a point. But should you really trust a talking ham? Not ham, by the way. Not ham at all. ACI Android.
Absolutely
not. 008.
Close
not,
to a ham radio.
Not 007. 008.
Completely different guy.
Different
guy. Non-copyright infringing.
Not copyright infringing. Also, he's a pig. He's my OC and I love him. If you think you should, go to page 75. If you think Porky's full of baloney, go to page 68. No, I'd die for Porky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Agent Porky, have some respect. Yes, so 75. The ACI is a pretty sophisticated organization, you assure yourself, so why shouldn't they use a robot pig for an agent?
Okay, what do I have to do?
You ask. Just then you hear the sound of approaching footsteps. No, the movie must have finished early and Brute is on the loose again. Porky instructs.
Take this, it's your flight bag.
The footsteps are getting closer.
Pull the zipper closed and keep pulling in that direction.
Porky commands, even though his orders sound strange. Following them is your only choice. There's a hissing noise, and you watch in amazement as the flight bag inflates into a helium balloon.
Jump aboard!
Porky prompts.
I'll hold him off!
As you throw yourself into the gondola, he yells one last instruction.
Pull lever A!
The big red A is clearly marked on the control panel, and you pull the lever underneath. With a mighty whoosh, the balloon surges straight up. Go to page 76. Down below, you hear an ominous rat-a-tat-tat machine gun fired by followed by the smell of roasting pork!
Wait, no, hang on, he's not Bacon.
No, no.
Can't be him.
No.
Pig must have gotten caught in the crossfire.
If you ever get out of this alive, you'll have to arrange for a posthumous medal for the brave ACI agent who was barbecued in the line of duty.
No!
He was the best of us.
He was definitely the worst of us. But boy, was he all of us. Oh, porky. Porky.
Porky.
Oh. But right now you got more important problem to worry about. How do you fly this crazy craft? You look for an operating manual frantically, but there's nothing to be found in the bottom of the gondola except for a parachute, a pile of yellow pencils, some shoelaces, and three dull brass keys. What's more, the balloon seems to have a mind of its own. From the compass on the control panel is heading north by northwest, and you sure wish you knew what lay ahead. Should you bail out? If you'd like to bail out, turn to page 82. If not, 93. It has a mind of its own.
Yeah, exactly. Let's trust its mind.
I would, anything that could possibly be aligned with what Agent Porky would want is what I will do. As, and I'm talking as a real man for the rest of my life. I will think, would Agent Porky want me to do this?
Just wearing a bracelet, WWAPD.
And it says rest in pork at the end. Okay. If you think you should bail out, 82. If not, 93. Yeah, sure, let's go 93. Although you don't know where you're going, you figure that the people who programmed this thing know what they were doing. So you sit back and try to enjoy the ride. 2 hours later, the balloon makes a perfect landing in the middle of a rose garden. When the moon comes out from behind the clouds, you can see an imposing gray stone castle in the background. From the travel posters at the Saloni Airport, you recognize this place. It's King Idol's castle. But just as you're thanking your lucky stars, a detachment of soldiers surrounds you.
We've been waiting for this assassination attempt!
Someone shouts.
Grab the traitor!
I gotta see the king!
You plead desperately. Do they let you? Only if this is a weekday. If it's a weekend, the ACI agent assigned to the palace detachment is off duty.
This is one of those unique and beautiful situations where we actually do straddle this line. It's Saturday for me, it's Friday for you.
Yeah, we pinned it down. They're going to know exactly, soon they'll know exactly the hours in which we record, too. Oh my goodness. Mm. Oh, the little behind the scenes peek at the curtain that doesn't matter at all. Wow, is it 12 or is it 13? Probably not. What if? So Saturday or it is Saturday or Sunday for you, and it is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for me. So yeah, we are covered either way, which means it has told us what the success is already.
Exactly.
So we don't want it to be the weekend. Why are they punishing kids who are reading in their free time on the weekend?
Yeah, exactly. I think we should probably just very quickly check what the bad version of this is, because I imagine it immediately ends.
I would say so, too. So, yeah, let's check check 72.
It's the weekend.
Take the assassin away!
The end. Someone commands gruffly.
And show no mercy in getting a confession.
Oh, no, you shudder. What kind of horrible torture do they have in mind? But you'll find out all too soon. They strap you in a chair, prop your eyelids open, and make you watch endless reruns of Happy Days dubbed into Salonian. The only word you recognize is the Fonz's A, but it doesn't matter. 100 hours later, your mind has turned to bubble gum, and you'll admit to anything. With your confession in hand, the authorities arrange for a speedy trial and execution. Luckily, a speedy execution in Salonia means it'll happen sometimes before you die of old age. So that's when a week later, the real Brute assassination team is captured and you're set free. And you, to make up for their goof, the Salonian government gives you $1 million. The end.
Woo!
But our brain is bubblegum. Do we enjoy it?
I can't believe it. We have become a millionaire.
It's true. I'm setting up a charity for in Agent Porky's name, helping half pig, half robot agents everywhere in their, you know, Tommy gun related injuries. All
he
of that.
He would like that.
He would love that. He would eat that up. That selfish little swine.
He would eat that right up, like the slap in his trough.
With a martini.
Donkey!
I love the character just eating slop out of a trough and then coming back up, wiping his little snout, and then sipping a martini. That's so good. That's my man.
It's not a pig.
He's not a pig.
He's the best of us.
He's the worst of us, and most importantly, he's all of us. All right. A tall commanding guard. It's the weekday, of course. What were you thinking? A tall commanding looking guard steps forward.
Oh, what page is this on?
60.
60.
I'll take charge here.
He rasps. The voice sounds familiar. And then you feel a metal hook on your sleeve.
Lucky I was on duty.
Raven says, leading you away.
What did you and Agent Porky discover at the detention farm?
After a long pause, you fill him in.
Yes, we suspected the minister, but you must get that micro dot for proof.
Raven tells you. The two of you rush to the Palace Communications Center, where Raven makes a tense call to another ACI agent. When he finishes, he turns to you.
Barney will be glad to wrap this case up. We've had him undercover, disguised as a bush now, for past 3 months. You don't know how many robin's eggs he's been godfather to.
20 minutes later, a short twig-like man slides into the room. You know it's Barney because he's still shedding leaves.
I got what you wanted, boss!
He crows, handing Raven the Salonia is for surprises button. With a tiny pair of tweezers, Raven carefully lifts the dot off the bottom of the exclamation point. And then, with a twist of his hook, he feeds it to a microform reader concealed in his mechanical wrist. Go to page 61. You and Barney gather around to watch it list the brute agents in Salonia, with the Minister of Culture at the head of the column.
Where'd all this come from?
You question.
Our double agent, Pullet, has been piecing it together for months, but he couldn't blow his cover by contacting us directly. That's why he passed the button to you. If Barney had only known, he could have saved you a trip to the detention farm.
With the evidence in hand, the three of you wake up the king. It takes a while, but you finally convince him that the Minister of Culture is behind the assassination attempt. When the awful truth sinks in, His Majesty jumps out of bed and starts issuing frantic orders. Soon the police have rounded up all of the brute agents in Salonia, including Mr. Aha himself. Because Raven and Barney have to stay undercover, you get all the credit for thwarting Brute's plot. You're proclaimed a national hero and entitled to all the privileges thereof, including a lifetime supply of rutabaga and an open invitation to visit Salonia as often as you wish. That's never, of course. The end. I'll take the $1 million.
Exactly, right? I have to watch 100 hours of the Fonz dubbed into Salonian, and I get $1 million?
I'm in. I would do it for free.
Also,
for the meme.
They do say here, it takes a while, but you finally convince him the Minister of Culture is behind the assassination attempt. Now, it would have been easier to convince them if we just read the name in French, because his title in French is Le Assassin. It's so clear.
Oh my. Well, that wraps that up. That was like a full-on story. Like, we got the... It feels like as we get further into this whistle plot, they're like getting us the longer, meatier paths, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot. Agent Porky forever, Agent Porky for always.
Yep. Agent Porky is going to be the thing that I take away from this and keep within my soul.
Yeah, he's with me forever. Like, I vow to uphold what he would wish.
Mm-hmm.
Until I perish, that beautiful, beautiful pigman. Wow. Any other thoughts on the mission of the Secret Spy Squad?
Yes. And yeah? It's a page that we didn't hit that I need to read an excerpt out of.
Okay, what page?
This is 78. It's just at the bottom.
Okay, wait. Can we just... Let's just read this page as if it was... Yeah.
Okay, so in situ, we're clearly in a situation where Porky and us are escaping from enemies.
Yes.
Quickly, through here!
Porky urges, pointing to a section of the fence. When you push on it, the board tilts in. But unfortunately, it's at pig height.
Hurry!
Porky oinks. There's nothing for you to do but to drop on all fours and try and squeeze through. You've almost made it out when you hear someone shout,
Don't let the spy get away!
Porky's already heading at full speed towards the feeding trough.
How can you think of food at a time like this?
You call after him, but his pace never slows, and when he crashes into the trough, it's pushed aside as if it's been hit by a bulldozer.
Bionic snout,
he explains over his shoulder. Bullets are whizzing past you as you follow Porky into a dark tunnel under the trough.
Run! I'll hold him off with my tail!
Porky aims his tail at the enemy and begins to fire corkscrew-shaped energy bolts. You sprint down the tunnel and out the other end into the woods where, much to your surprise, Raven and a detachment of the Salonian Royal Army are waiting.
We were just going to storm the camp,
he tells you.
Good work, Agent. Where's Porky?
Just then, you hear an explosion at the end of the tunnel.
Porky! No!
Wait. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. All right. Anywho. Beautiful. What a beautiful one. I will keep Porky with me forever. Oh my. You know what else I'll keep with me forever? The wonderful generosity of our supporters over on patreon.com/turntopagecast. Who is our supporter of the day? The special supporter of the day. I forgot what the word we
used. Oh, special supporter of the day, our Agent Porky of
there
our hearts.
Go.
The executive producer for this episode of Turn to Page is Joa. Thank you very kindly, Joa, for supporting over at patreon.com/turntopagecast. At or above the hardcover tier are the executive producers pulled from, but of course, much appreciation to anyone who happens to support at all.
Thank you so much, Joa. It's what Agent Porky would have wanted. Thank you so much. Additionally, if you want to support the podcast for completely free, you can do so by either leaving a review on wherever you listen to it or hopping on over to youtube.com/@turn2pagecast. Subscribing and liking over there is another helpful thing you can do, as well as, hey, there's a comment section over there if you want to leave little comments on the video that we will see. Or if you want to leave little comments that nobody but us will see, you can send us emails over at turn2pagecast@gmail.com. But I guess that's that. It's going to do it here for today. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Adios.